Thank you. Nice way to kind of settle our minds and bring us into meditative state. Announcements are in your bulletin, I believe. The confirmation classes are meeting on Wednesday, and so is the choir and the bells. It's a busy Wednesday like normal. Thursday Bible study, we're in the book of Acts. And don't forget, if you haven't already put it on your calendar, November 2nd is the bazaar and lunch. And I believe that information is in the bulletin, and it's in the newsletter too. So keep that in mind. Are there other announcements?
Probably should mention about the meeting on November the 3rd.
Yeah. Got it right here. November 3rd, congregational meeting. There are two things that we are going to have for business. One is we'll pass the mission statement, which is, I believe that's in your bulletin. And also, then the agreement to work with Union Congregational Church, the continuation of that. Other announcement. Thank you, Anne. I don't know how I left it out. Might have to grab that door. All right, if there are no other announcements, let's stand and turn to the confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God of all mercies and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. O Word of God incarnate, 514.
Church from
distant rocks and quicksands still guides, O Christ, to you. O make your church, dear Savior, a lamp of burnished gold to bear before the nations your true light as of old. O teach your wandering pilgrims by this dear path to trace. Dead clouds and darkness ended, they see you face to face.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Guardian of your people, you are always ready to hear our cries. Teach us to rely day and night on your care. Inspire us to seek your enduring justice for all this suffering world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
May be seated. Today's first reading comes from the 32nd chapter of Genesis. The same night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go, unless you bless me." So he said to them, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him, and he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We will read Psalm 121 responsively. It is in your bulletin. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come?
My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth.
The Lord will not let your foot be moved, nor will the one who watches over you fall asleep.
Behold, the Keeper of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.
The Lord will preserve you from all evil, and will keep your life.
The Lord will watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore.
Today's second reading is from the third chapter of 2 Timothy. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to miss. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
The Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus told them a parable about the need to pray always and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while he refused. But later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I'll grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I invite the children to come up. I guess they're all older than children, right? Okay. Well, we'll just start in. It's true confession time, because this is something that happened when I was their age. I was in seventh grade, and we were learning the underlining of sentences. Do any of you remember doing that?
Yes.
A few of the older ones. Do they do that today yet? They don't do it today. See, well, we got to that section in our English lesson, and I handed in my paper, and the teacher took one look at it and gave me an F. Said, go back and do it again. Well, I wasn't very happy with her. But I went back to my desk, and I tried fiddling with it some more. Then I took my paper back. She hardly even looked at it. And she just crossed it off. Said, this isn't how you do it. Go back. Do it again. Well, I stomped back. I was not a happy camper at all. And I worked on it, and I grumbled, and I complained, and I thought, this is the stupidest thing. Why would anybody underline or outline sentences? It's just stupid. Why would they be able to do that? I don't want to do it. I took my paper back again, and she said, you're going to stay after school today. And you're going to stay here until you get it. Well, I stomped back to my desk, and I was absolutely certain that I would see the sun rise the next morning, because this stuff just did not sink in. At 4 o'clock, that was when school ended, the teacher brought her chair back to my desk when all the other kids had left. And piece by piece, she showed me how to do it, and all at once something clicked. And I said, oh, I know what subjects are. I know what predicates are. I know what pronouns are. I know what adjectives and adverbs and all these things are. I can put them on those lines. Man. Well, Mrs. Wilson became my hero that day. If she had not kept on keeping on, if she had given up, I would have given up too. But there are times when we can't give up. We have to just keep on keeping on. In a book entitled When God Doesn't Answer Our Prayers, the author talks about how from the widow to Jacob to other characters in the Old Testament, the fact that God didn't answer their prayer the way they wanted him to at that time actually drew them closer to God. And it was a good example for us of what happened with many of the people. You know, we have Jacob, who Jacob was a scoundrel.
from the beginning, from birth, he cheated his brother out of his birthright. He conned his father into giving him his brother's blessing. Then he went off to live with his uncle, and he cheated his uncle in order to get the wife that he wanted. And then something happened, and his life changed. And he wanted to make amends with his brother, but he was afraid of his brother because his brother had promised to kill him on sight. So the night before he's to meet with his brother, and he is really worried, he actually sends his family and all of his possessions across the river to keep them safe in case his brother attacks. And that night, he wrestles. This scripture says a man, in another passage, just an angel, who wrestles with him all night long, puts his hip out of joint, and Jacob finally says, "What's your name?" And there he gives him a blessing. And he changes his name from Jacob, which means thief or supplanter, to Israel, the God's people. And whole life is changed. Only because Jacob didn't give up. He kept on wrestling with this one until he received what he wanted. Well, if you think about people like Moses, can you imagine what it would have been like if Moses had gone before Pharaoh and Pharaoh had said, "Forget it, he did say that, I'm not letting those people go." 10 times it happened. But Moses was persistent, kept at it, until finally Pharaoh let go. But he could have given up again once when they reached the Red Sea. I mean, here's that sea. How are we going to get across? He could have said, "Let's just go back and be slaves. We're fine." But he didn't. He kept on asking God to help him, and they made it through. He could have given up when they ran out of food. He could have given up when they ran out of water. He could have given up when they made that golden calf. He could have given up when they were bitten by snakes. All the whole journey through the wilderness, he had plenty of opportunities to say, "Oh God, this is too much for me. Is it just forget it all?" Imagine Joshua. He's at the gates of Jericho, and he's told to march around 7 times. Supposing about the 5th or 6th time, he says, "God, this is ridiculous. My feet are tired. My back is sore. I don't want to do this anymore. It's just a waste of time." It's as bad as outlining sentences. Well, he didn't know about those. But each of the characters of the Old Testament go through these periods of time where they struggle. And it seems as if God will never answer their prayers. And then all at once, wow. The walls of Jericho come tumbling down. In the New Testament, imagine what would have happened if the Canaanite woman who brought her daughter who was dying, and when she saw Jesus, she said, "Oh, he's too important. I won't even bother him." Or, like last week, we had the 10 lepers. What would have happened if they hadn't bothered to call on Jesus? What would happen if other people have done that? This woman in the gospel today is in that position where she is, it's a parable, it's a story, but she is needing justice. Now, a widow was the example of about the lowest person on the totem pole. Because if her husband has died, the law would have said that everything he owned, the house, everything she had, belonged to his brother, not to her. And she's asking for a livelihood because her husband has died. And finally, this judge says, this is ridiculous. I'm gonna give it to her just to get her off my back. And Jesus says, you know, if an unjust person, judge, does that, can you imagine how our just and loving and merciful, grace-filled God won't do the same for us? And he calls upon us to be persistent. That's what Paul says in that second reading to Timothy. Timothy is at his wit's end. He's got a congregation that's fighting with itself. They're in trouble, and they've also got outside influences causing problems from persecution. And Timothy is evidently at that point where he's ready to give up. But Paul, if there's anybody who should be ready to give up, it's Paul. Remember? From the time that he begins to preach, he's persecuted. He's thrown in prison and beaten. He could have given up. He was stoned. That's when they throw somebody off a cliff and then lob great boulders on him to kill him. He survived it once. He could have given up. He survived another stoning. He survived many times in prison. He survived a shipwreck. He snake bites. This is a guy who is sitting in prison awaiting execution, waiting to have his head chopped off. And he writes this message of hope and perseverance to Timothy. He says, we heard last week, the gospel is not chained. Continue, persevere, keep preaching it, share it with everybody. Be persistent in all that you do so that the word of God can spread. Years ago, we had I was in a church where we needed to have a big building program. It was going to be a little over $500,000 building program. So we had a professional fundraiser come. And of course, they review all your church records and come up with a plan. And the one thing that he told us was that, well, the reason your budget is in trouble, because it was, the reason it's in trouble is because he quoted James chapter 4, verse 2, you don't have because you don't ask. James says the same thing. You don't have what you really need because you don't really ask. You're not persistent in prayer. God calls us and gathers us together to be his people. But sometimes we fall back and we think, well, he didn't answer that prayer. But remember, God answers prayers in many different ways. Sometimes it's what we pray for. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's what we never even thought praying for. But God does answer our prayers. And he calls upon us to be persistent, to not give up. It's a lesson that every Christian needs to keep in their heart, to remember it's so easy to give up in every area and aspect of our lives. It really is. Unless we keep on keeping on. Another thing this fundraiser said was, not the fundraiser, but I heard on I'm not a sports fan, but there was a one of those pregame things, and they were talking about a team that was expected to lose. And one of them said, you know, wouldn't it be better if they just throw in the towel now? And the other one said, the easy way of losing is to give up. Many people give up before they give God the opportunity to change things. There's a little town called Mondamin, Iowa. Anybody ever been there? A couple people, yeah. Okay, Well, Mount Damon is somewhere between Sioux City and Council Bluffs. It's off the main Interstate 29. It's a dinky little town. If they have 100 people in that town, I'd be amazed. But it was the center of a commercial. And I don't like commercials normally, but this is one we would always stop and watch because it was so neat. It was centered on this little town of Mount Damon, and because in that town there is it was a commercial for Old Home Bread. Anybody remember Old Home Bread? Yeah. And there's a cafe there called the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Truckin' Cafe. That's actually the name of that cafe. We've eaten there. It wasn't much of a cafe. In all honesty, it really wasn't. But they made this commercial, and the guy who is a truck driver who always passes through Mount Damon, he goes through it an awful lot. And he's got this girlfriend who waits on tables there, and there's quite a romance that starts up. But I like the name of that. And I thought, wouldn't that be neat if we were the St. Luke's Keep On Truckin' Cafe, not cafe, but church. Fill her up and keep on truckin' and keep on going. Because it's so easy for us to look at what we don't have and say, we look around, we have all these empty pews, and there's just not a whole lot going on. Maybe we just ought to close the doors. But that's not what God called us to do. God calls us to allow Him to use us to make things happen, to keep on keeping on. May God bless us to be St. Luke's, the filler up and keep on growing church. Amen. The hymn is 742. What a friend we have in Jesus. This is the Jesus who calls us to prayer.
Sins and griefs to bear. Oh,
Let us profess our faith using the creed which is printed for you.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ,
God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated.
Knowing the one in whom we trust and with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all in need. Are there people you'd like to include in our prayers today? I have Denise. Holly had surgery, and she is doing just great. She is home, but Bill is having trouble tying her down to recover. We'll include her and Esther. Are there others?
Tom.
Okay. Faithful partner, you will not leave us without a blessing. Wrestle with your church and renew it for the sake of the world. Preserve our life in you so that we faithfully name you before the world. In your mercy, hear our prayer.
Grant us joy in these autumn days. As the daylight shortens and summer's green abundance decays, scatter the seeds that will bring forth new life in the spring. Keep watch over your whole creation, Lord. In your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mercifully extend your ancient promises to all people. Keep and defend the nations from all evil, and be their shade and protection. Held in your steadfast love, guide the human family in ways of mercy and justice. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Our help comes from you, maker of heaven and earth. Hear the cries of those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. We pray especially for Denise and Esther Holly, for Tom, and those we name in our hearts. And help us not to lose heart, so that your healing love prevails in our lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Speak through us in our encounters with Holy Scripture. Hearten and strengthen ministers of faith formation, so that all who belong to you may be capable and equipped for good works in your name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you for your grace made manifest in the saints who have gone before us. Living in hope, bring us all to the joyful feast that has no end. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Trusting and delighting in you, we commend all our lives into your loving hands. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace. Thank you. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts.
ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord,
creation with light and life. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. In praise for you, we praise you for the grace shown to us, your people, in every age.
We know he came to rescue us. A baby boy would grow to be a man. Cross was our cross too. Every breath he drew was yes and hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The night he was betrayed, our Lord, he broke the bread and blessed it then, and said, "This is my body given for you." And he took the cup and raised it high and said, "My blood is shed for you, forgiven, remember me." Oh, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
You may be seated and come forward as you're prepared.
God, you take away the sin.
You stand as you're able. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Day by day. Sometimes you need it at the end, too. So go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.